This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said Wednesday he wants Russia back at the Group of Seven summits of the world's leading economies, even though it still controls Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula. At the G7 leaders head to a French Atlantic seaside town for their annual meeting this weekend, Mr. Trump said it would make sense for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be part of the group again. Trump seemed unconcerned that Russia considers Crimea part of its territory, instead blaming former U.S. President Barack Obama for Russia's takeover of Crimea. President Trump says he does not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I've been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who made the fight against climate change the focus of his White House campaign, said on Wednesday that he is withdrawing from the race for the 2020 U.S. Democratic presidential nomination. The 68-year-old, speaking on MSNBC, said it had become clear he would not be the party's standard bearer and that he was pulling out of the race. Inslee announced his bid for the Democratic nomination on March 1st. Democrats are vying for their party's nomination to face Republican President Donald Trump in the November 2020 election. This is VOA News. In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The new Homeland Security rules would allow the government to hold families in detention much longer than 20 days. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the department does not intend to hold families for a long time.
We have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days. That is the intent for a fair but expeditious immigration proceeding.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the move could result in children being detained indefinitely.
Children who have been detained for long periods of time experience trauma, suicidal feelings, are exposed to dangerously inadequate medical care.
And she adds,
this is a move that would place the United States far outside of human rights norms.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. VOA's Margaret Brashear.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican has acknowledged the Australian court decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal. The Vatican spokesman also said the Catholic Church will continue to seek justice for the victims of clerical sexual abuse.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Cardinal Pell will be eligible for parole in 2022, when he will be 81 years old. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.